Section 2. You will hear a tour guide talking to her tour group. First, you will have time to look at questions 11 to 15.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Well, we certainly have a busy day ahead of us, so let's get started, shall we? You'll find a map of the museum with the itinerary I've just handed out. The museum's our first port of call, so let's have a look at the map now. The door on the right of the entrance hall leads into the gift shop and ticket centre. Once we pick up our entrance tickets, I'd ask everyone to deposit their bags and coats in the cloakroom, which is located towards the back of the gift shop and ticket centre. If you want to pick up an information leaflet, you can approach the information desk situated along the right-hand side. Now, once you come back into the entrance hall, the door on the opposite side to the gift shop leads into the art gallery. There is a special exhibition on there at the moment, which is not to be missed. If you continue on up the entrance hallway, that leads into the main exhibition centre. At the back left-hand side, there are some toilets. Beside the toilets, you'll find the 3D theatre. I strongly recommend that you make time for the 30-minute presentation in the theatre. It is well worth a viewing. Running along the right-hand side of the main exhibition centre is the Modern Art Studio. Here, not only can you view some of the most famous works of the 20th century, but you can also sit in on a workshop run by a local artist. So, that's the art museum.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Next on the itinerary is the aquarium. Depending on how long we spend at the museum, we might have to give this one a miss. It's not what I'd call a highlight of the day, but it would be a shame if we didn't get to see it, as it's en route to the Solheim Country Club, where we're booked in for lunch at 1 o'clock. Originally, we had planned to stop off at the Milltown Winery afterwards, but we've had to scrap that plan, otherwise we'd never get to the Zoological Gardens before closing time. We have pre-booked the gardens and must be there by 2:30, so no dilly-dallying please after lunch. Straight back onto the bus. The gardens close at 3:30, so we've an hour there, which should give us ample time to look around. Time allowing, we'll stop off at the famous Stout Brewery after that, if traffic isn't too heavy, and we're in Lincoln before 5. If not, we'll head straight for the National Concert Hall, where you're in for a real treat of an evening, with a performance from the world-renowned cellist, Andre Borowski. We have to be in our seats by 6:30 sharp. After that, it's back to the hotel for the night, where a buffet meal will be waiting for us at 8:30, or whenever we get back.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to Section 3.